And the vocals of Mr. Colucci, what a job he does with TechWorks Consulting, right there on Cole Avenue in Ronkonkoma, ladies and gentlemen, 631-285-1527. Any questions, make a phone call. And, of course, go to the website, maketechwork.com. The aforementioned Mr. Coluccio, Christopher, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Jay. A little under the weather, though, so as you can hear, my voice is a little bit out. But
what is going on with you? What happened? What happened? You got a cold?
I'm not. Usually allergies this time of year. I kind of lose my voice around the same time every time of year.
Yeah, you and me both. I don't know. I think it's the tree pollen. Who knows? I listen, when I go on a binge of sneezing, that's it for me. A Zyrtec. And you know, the problem with me is I take the med a little too late. So I'm sneezing my head off. And then I take the pill and it takes about 8 hours to set in. So, it ruins me without question. Great having you, buddy. I appreciate your trooper. Coming to play. You got a big event coming up on Saturday. We're going to talk about the foundation and the ping pong and all going on there. Excellent stuff. I wanted you on for that. You want to pick up where Phil chimed in regarding AI? Wall Street, it's kind of interesting, right? With the Times rowing, and it's, listen, sign of the Times, artificial intelligence. You know this whole thing well. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to, you know, play this as optimistic as we can. We think if we start using this technology in the right way, and companies like us and other companies are starting to train our clients on the ways that they can use it to, make their businesses better, but also, you know, not think that it's a kind of end-all, be-all, doesn't necessarily replace everybody that you think it's going to replace. But it is a competitive edge right now for some of the people that are using it. So, you know, I think that article saying that, you know, they're going to lose these lower level jobs, I think a lot of those jobs are just going to change. And then people are just going to, they're going to want more data out of this technology. They're going to want more of that. So people, that job is going to change into how to make sure that the data that they are getting out from AI is actually truthful and accurate, because that's something that people aren't necessarily talking about. And I did a presentation a little while back about this, where I had AI write my entire presentation for me, and then I went through why that presentation was wrong. And everything that was in that presentation was just very generic stuff that people would think, you know, might be a problem with an organization or a business. And I was able to kind of go through that and say, okay, well, this isn't really the best information that if you were talking to a human or somebody who's been in the industry for a long time would give you, even though it's kind of the standard information. So I think you're going to see some new jobs and new people that, you know, as they learn this skill set, are going to be able to kind of even analyze what the AI is putting out there, because it's certainly right now it's not accurate enough, but it is a good starting point. I mean, we did another presentation the other day where on the fly I wrote a presentation for a bunch of people, for a group of nonprofits, and then we discussed that presentation right then and there, and it was really, really interesting to see how it was used. So I think that, you know, we have to embrace it. It's not going anywhere. I'm not as afraid of it from a job standpoint as everybody else is, at least not in the near future. I think that, you know, we're humans, we're adaptable, we'll find a way to use this stuff. So I'm actually, you know, in some ways I'm excited. I get more concerned about how our governments and other people use this stuff against us. But I think if we use it and embrace it and understand how it works, maybe we can, we can lend a little bit of a positive side to it.
You know, I think the overall mantra, Chris, is I don't think we could take it too seriously. I don't think we could take it too lightly either. You know, somewhere in the middle, as we let all of this information unravel, and let's not panic, let's not be fearful, let's kind of embrace it. I mean, it's going to do some great things when it's steady, but we also have to keep a careful eye on it. I think that's the way you have to have your thinking on this whole thing.
I mean, I think if you're a business nowadays and, you know, you're keeping your head in the sand with AI, or you're just waiting it out, that you probably need to at least have some interaction with it. You have to have somebody in your organization who's saying, how are the other people in the industry using it? Does it make sense for us? Because it's not necessarily for everybody, but, you know, it does help on the sales side and on others, on you know, everybody could use this tool. So I think if, you know, whether it's through your partners and keeping an eye on what the partners and the products that you use and how they're using AI through the software that we use, or just having somebody in your organization keeping you abreast of what's going on. It's an important, I think it's an important tool, because I actually feel that not so much from the individual jobs, but from the new businesses and other businesses that are going to get disrupted, that's probably where you're going to see jobs lost and gained, is that you're going to have new businesses pop up that are either more efficient or using this technology in a more creative way, and they're going to supersede those businesses that kind of, you know, tried to hold on to the old way of doing things.
No question. Chris Coluccio, allergy ridden, I might add. I'm still coming to the table. We appreciate it. Chris, I haven't heard a lot regarding the panel and the report, the cyber attack, and I know we've got all this document destruction as far as the reports are concerned. In essence, where are we at with everything right now?
Well, I know that they put it on hold for this. You know, I mean, obviously there was a lot of press that came out a few weeks ago in the news about you know, finding lost documents and the amount of money that was spent and overspent and where all that money went and how it was used, and you know, the big report that we're all waiting from Picarello seems to have been delayed. I know that they're waiting for some testimony from, I believe it's for Mrs. Black, you know, one of the people that worked inside there. They've requested the testimony from her. So I'm hoping that this comes out soon. You know, I'd like to know what goes on, but once again, I say it all the time. I mean, Suffolk County and you know, I've talked to some of the people that work there. I've had the pleasure of working with some of the you know, speaking with some of the new people that are in there, and I know they're trying hard, but you know, Suffolk County really still needs a kind of a kick in the butt from getting their technology together. And I know that they just hired, you know, their new IT commissioner, and he's got a big task ahead of him.
Yeah,
so, but I'm concerned still that you know, that what was left over from the old administration, although we're trying to keep it running and trying to, and I say we, it's not really me, but as Suffolk County, that, you know, they're trying to keep it running, they're trying to keep it going, but it still has, you know, it's still old, it still has compromise, it still needs to be updated, and a plan needs to be put together, and, you know, I'm hoping and trying to help out with how that goes forward. But from the cyber end side, I mean, there was some bad stuff that happened, and I'm hoping that, you know, like, somebody takes some kind of real blame for this, because,
yeah, well,
although you and I know, you know, Peter Schlesler, I've met him, he seems like a nice enough guy. He's definitely was a scapegoat in this, and
no, no question.
A lot of other players.
No question.
You know,
no question about it. Schlesler was as qualified to do anything in the tech world as anyone you'd ever want to meet if you're in the business. There's no question about it. And he was a scapegoat. I mean, let's face it. And basically, as I've been stating all along, for the ineptitude of the previous administration. I mean, they couldn't find their way out of a paper bag regarding this stuff. They had all the warnings left and right, not only from Pete, but also Judy Pascal, the clerk. I mean, how many more flags do you need? How many more warning signs? My goodness. You know, the Scott Massillon genius of what he was, you know, claiming, oh, it was just an oversight. You know, come on. We know the inevitable here. We know how this report's going to go. Let's just make it official and move on. And if any of these documents were destroyed, you know what? It's a whole nother deal. That's serious stuff. And let me say this. I don't know if Lisa Black has given any testimony. I know she's been dodging left and right. I mean, she's done more dodging than Muhammad Ali back in the day, for crying out loud. You know, listen, when there's smoke, there's fire. You don't want to talk? Okay, guess what? You have something that we need to hear. If not, we'll move on here. But, you know, here's the thing. Let's just put a final stamp on things with an exclamation point and move the heck on from this thing, okay? We know what happened, and there's got to be some consequences. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's just put a final mark on it, Chris.
And I think they are. I mean, like I said, they have, you know, they have a new commissioner in place. They have, they let go the other, the CISO that they had in place, and are looking for some new people to do that job. And I think that's a very important job for the county. I think that they're moving forward. It's just that, like I said, I do have some concerns about what the last administration left over, and, you know, whether or not that stuff really needs a major overhaul, to kind of put it lightly. know, because I have some concerns about the security still inside the county.
No doubt about it. Chris Coluccio with us, and I'll tell you, in good shape as far as Ed Romaine leading the way with this stuff. He's cleaning it up as we speak, and hopefully we could turn the page. By the way, speaking of turning the page, I meant to congratulate you on my opening statement, sir. I found out that you are officially now the president of the MBA. That's the MacArthur Business Alliance. That's an excellent job. You got some new board members, too. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so I mean, the MBA basically is a business group. It's been around 30 years. Obviously, we've talked about it a few times, and it covers that kind of 10-mile radius around the airport. Because what we know is that that area, Ronkonkoma, Holbrook, even like a little bit of Patchogue and Farmingville, those areas, they're actually very, very dense with businesses, and they don't really have a centralized voice like some of the other parks do. So we're trying to give that a name, and I came into this organization, and I moved my business into Ronkonkoma specifically because I knew it was, you know, both a very business-dense area, but also one of the most up-and-coming areas around the airport with all the construction that was going on. It was, it was exactly where we were looking, and I wanted to get involved with this organization. And I've been there about 3 years now, and when I tell you, we've made strides, we're making waves, we're definitely getting some great people. We have Tritech on our board now. We have the airport, a member of the Rob Schneider from the airport on our board. Rick Amorati just joined me as vice president. So we're making some strides, and we're really going to try to give this area kind of the credit that it deserves again. I'm excited to be there because there's a lot of this area is growing. It's got so much opportunity. Being president, I really think that I can give this organization some new energy and keep moving forward what we've had, you know, over the last couple of years.
Phenomenal stuff. Good stuff there. And well-deserved you taking the reins, I might add. No question about it with Mr. Coluccio here. Couple other little tidbits, my friend. So we got all that in play. I saw a picture of you yesterday on social media with laptops in front of you, and I put it together in 3 seconds because I know that the type of guy you are, and you're giving back, and I love it. You're donating, from what I read, 15 laptops and monitors. Give the audience a sense there. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, one of our kind of core values is to kind of give back to our community and be a part of our community. Like I said, I mean, I love this area, and everything that I'm trying to do is trying to keep businesses and kids in this area. And one of the things is a program that we have called TechWorks Gives Back. And, TechWorks Gives Back, what we do is when we take equipment that our clients or other people, maybe they're moving or they don't need it anymore or they bought new stuff and we still think it's good, we take that equipment in and we refurb it and we give it back to nonprofits, whether it's laptops, tablets, monitors, things like that to the best that we can. We recycle all the other stuff that we get, so at least it gets recycled out there. But it's been great. I mean, over the years, we've probably given, maybe 300-400 laptops and computers away to organizations, that might be group homes or might be kids that can't afford computers with some of our nonprofit clients. And I appreciate you mentioning this because for me, it's like it's not to kind of toot our own horn, but just to let other people in our area know that we have some stuff. If you need it, contact us, and if we don't have it, then we'll find a way to get it from you because we have some other partners that work with us inside of here, like Pupfish and eGreen Recycling. They'll help us get some stuff too. So that's great. I mean, we love to do that. It's just important, and like I said, everything about me and what I'm trying to do is just to try to keep this island the way I grew up with it, with the community that we had and the businesses that are here, and try to maybe stem the tide of some of these people and businesses and our youth leaving our area.
All right. Well done there. I'll tell you. It's about what you can do for people, and nobody does it better as far as the tech world and the equipment than you guys over at TechWorks. Well done there. Now, a couple of news and notes on the calendar. You got a special one coming up on Saturday where ping pong rackets will come into play. Give me a sense as far as the foundation, my friend.
Well, yeah, so this is probably our biggest event of the year that we run every year. It's called Ping Pong for Positivity. My son, you know, obviously who the foundation is named after, passed away from suicide. Him and his friends used to play ping pong at our house all the time, and they always loved it. And so we decided we would start this tournament up, and every year it's a huge event. It's a fun event. It's family friendly. We do teams, three different brackets. So there's a youth bracket, mixed brackets. We try to make it fun for everybody. There's tons of prizes, tons of games. We do it right up at St. Joseph's University, who's just been a great partner of ours. And we have so many great people that help us run this and sponsors. So if you're looking for something fun to do over the weekend with your kids, or you just like to play ping pong, you know, love to come out or just watch. We have spectators. It's just a fun event. It's one of my favorite things that we do every year. It's just electric. It's just like when I say it's ping pong for positivity, that's what all it's all positive. Just a great night, you know.
It's a great night.
This Saturday. And you can go on our website
And it's a great cause. And, you know, listen, I love ping pong. I love it. I could play all day. I mean, I love it. I love it. I love it. We used to have a table back in the old home in Queens, and it was a lot of fun. And I'm glad to see you doing this. And it's, you know, for positivity and everything else, all for a great cause, all representing your son.
You know, we do great things with this money. We're going to give over $20,000 in scholarships this year. We support families that can't afford therapy or life coaches. I mean, we are really doing the money that we get from this stuff. I mean, nobody's taking a salary from this. We're taking this and putting this right back into our community and supporting families that are either struggling or having challenges. And so we're doing the right things with this stuff, with the money. So if you can, I mean, come out and support us. I would love to see everybody.
That's fantastic stuff. And so many people are chiming in as we speak saying, oh, they love ping pong. So we'll redirect them to that. And also, we talked about the NBA, April 25th, another date as far as networking, Chris, right?
Yeah, so NBA, we're doing this thing we call Full Circle. And one of the goals of the NBA is to kind of always, like we keep talking, break down these fiefdoms. And these. So we're trying to work with all the other groups, like the Chamber of Commerce is. This is another group called Spheres of Influence. That's another local business organization. And we're trying to do partner events with them. So we're going to be doing this what we call Full Circle Networking with the NBA and a group called Spheres of Influence on April 25th. Should be a great event where we're going to network with them. Their members meet our members. And we're really trying to do that because we really want to try to say, you know, it's this one Long Island that we live on, and we want to work with those groups. So that's part of our mission, is to kind of reach out to all the other business groups that are out there and partner with them and, you know, see how we could share services.
There you go. And then you got Hangar Fest coming up. What is that? May 30th, right?
Yeah, so that's our 30th anniversary celebration for the MacArthur Business Alliance. We're super excited about it. Kind of from my standpoint, I focus on it after Saturday because Saturday is a big event for us too, but we're pushing this event. We got food vendors, we got local Long Island bands that are going to be playing original music, which is great. We have a VIP section. We're going to have some really great elected officials there talking about what's going on in the airport. We're going to get an update update about the Midway project and what's going on there from some of our elected officials, and we're going to have Rob Snyder about the airport and what they're trying to do. So we're going to have a little VIP section ahead of time talking about that. And that's just going to be a great night. All the food vendors and beer vendors that are coming into Station Yard, we're going to be there. So it should be fun. It's something for us to do, give a little bit back to the community, get a little bit of a name for ourselves, and hopefully put an event like this on once a year for the NBA and to highlight, like I said, the airport and those businesses that are around the airport.
Congratulations on the official title. It's in no better hands than you, sir, as far as the NBA is concerned. All these great events coming up. Of course, Saturday's tournament with ping pong, all for a wonderful cause. We will continue to highlight this all throughout tomorrow as well during the show. Can't thank you enough. Take a Zyrtec, rest up. You got to play a big tournament on Saturday, all right? So I don't want to hear any excuses, you know, so... Just take it easy today, buddy. I'm suffering too. It's funny. As I talk to you, my allergies are elevating. Can you believe this? Unbelievable. It's true.
Well, listen, Jay, I can't thank you enough for giving me the opportunity to talk about the foundation and stuff. You've always been just a wonderful partner. So I always love coming on anytime I can help.
Anything, anytime for you. You know that. That's why that's what we do here. It's part of the job. You know that. But even more so, it's part of the friendship and everything else. So we can't thank you enough for all you have done. And Chris will be a participant, we hope, on our next roundtable, which we will announce tomorrow. And hopefully he will make it. So we'll figure that one out. You stay well, get better, and we'll chat, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.